back. It's Indy's number one morning alternative, the Big Dumb Show. Gonzo Greg, that's Don Stuck. Nicole's over here on the newly remodeled Big Dumb News Desk.
And nice.
As always, you can join the program 317-239-1003 or airtime free #1033 on the Singular Wireless. So far, not a bad program today, but I can't help but notice we have not yet had this morning's Sammy Hagar update, everybody.
Good.
Yeah. Actually, we got nothing. But we did, however, after our extensive Sammy Hagar conversation yesterday, get you something, Don.
What'd you get me?
Well, you were bitching and whining and moaning that you hadn't tried Sammy Hagar's Cabo Wabo tequila.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Well, now, here's the deal. We went to our usual supplier of liquor.
Yeah.
Osco. Well, Osco, because
yes.
they got the PBR in bottles for like $4 for a case or
yeah,
whatever.
That's crazy.
But so usually we buy a lot of our booze there, and
right.
So we went over and we picked you up the we tried to get the Cabo Wabo tequila, but they were sold out.
That's because we were talking about it yesterday.
That's probably what happened.
Well, I would have done it.
Yeah.
This is Cabo Wabo tequila, but something different, huh?
What do you mean?
It's what it says, tequila.
It's tequila.
Yeah, you said you tried to, but they were out.
No, well, no, we tried to get it there, so they didn't have it at Osco, so we had to go to our backup liquor supplier.
Because we talked about Osco yesterday being there.
Right.
And
all the Red Rockers fans.
We went to Osco, and it's gone.
No, it was all sold out.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we had to go to the other place, and we go in there, and we ask if they have it, and the guy's like, yeah. We got hit by...
There's a shot glass in here, too.
We got hit by liquor store snob. When you go to a record store...
I have one of those guys.
You got a liquor store snob?
Yeah.
And you go in and you buy, you say, hey, do you have this? And they're like, oh, yeah, if you want to drink that, you can try that if you want. And so he tried to talk us out of buying the Cabo Wabo tequila.
You've got to be kidding me.
Yeah, we bought it anyway. We told him where to go.
This guy on my side of town, mm-hmm. I get some really cheap vodka sometimes.
Right.
The junk. I mean, it's worse than Dark Eyes. I don't even know what it's called.
Plastic bottle?
Yes.
Popov?
Yeah.
That's it.
Is that it?
See? Yeah.
Oh, I know.
But it's like $2 or something.
Sure.
You know? So yeah. I want to get a little half pint, and it's like $2.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, oh, my God.
God.
Why don't you just go back to your dumpster and drink your pop-off?
Well, this was no pop-off.
No, hell no. That's good stuff,
That's $50 of
Cabo
of tequila right there. Now, liquor store snob guy wasn't that impressed by it, but...
That smells great.
But, I mean, you know, it's the Red Rocker. I mean, so how can you deny that?
Well, man, I appreciate that. That's really great. The bottle's cool, and uh-huh. It's Sammy Hagar. And...
Yeah, it's Sammy Hagar, Don.
Have you ever been to Mexico, Don?
No, I want to go. I've been wanting to go. The only place we're wanting to, everybody wants to go is Cancun. I'm like,
do you know what? No, that's where all the, you know,
yeah, the
spring breakers go.
Yeah.
You need to go to Cabo San Lucas. I've been
that's where I want to go.
No.
Now, how much did I put in?
No. Have you ever heard of a popper?
No.
Okay.
Tequila
this is how
popper.
They do.
Yeah.
Actually, you know, we should have brought a lime in.
Is it like the margarita at Chi-Chi's?
Yes.
Okay.
It's just like
that.
So
you pour in a little bit of, here we go, a little bit of tequila.
Tequila.
And you kind of top it off with a little bit of sparkly stuff like tonic water or 7-Up. Okay. Now, what you do, and I don't know if it's a wise idea to do it here.
Wow, sure.
Light it.
Go ahead.
You take it like this, cover the top of the shot glass, and slam it down on the counter so it gets fizzy, and throw it back.
We might not want to do that.
All right, well, slam it down on the ground and do it. Throw it back.
I got to get it fizzy. All right, here. We'll try it here and not make a mess.
All right.
All right.
Ready?
Okay.
This is a shot of tequila on the air.
All right, go.
Is it fizzy?
I don't know. No, it's not fizzy enough. Harder. There you go. Go. See, didn't that make
Yes.
That makes it taste better.
Now it sounds like.
That's really good.
It sounds like Sammy Hagar now.
Dude, I'm ready to rock. Set him up.
Now. Typically,
well, thanks a lot. That's
if you're doing a tequila popper, doesn't the bartender usually come back from behind?
Yeah, there's a variation on the way to do tequila poppers.
Oh.
Now, the other way to do it,
should,
you want me to demonstrate this way?
Yeah, you should probably demonstrate that.
Okay, I don't want to explain it to Don because it's kind of the whole idea is the surprise.
Yeah, just go with it, Don.
Right. Surprise.
Yeah, just be surprised.
Here's your second shot of tequila in 10 seconds. What a surprise.
Okay, right, Don?
No.
Okay,
yes.
Just keep sitting there. Just do what you're doing. That's fine.
Right.
You're doing fine.
What am
all
I doing?
Right, darling. Drink it real fast. Uh-huh. No, here, you do it with yourself. Drink it real
fast. What am I doing?
Drink it.
All right.
Shoot it.
He's taking the shot.
All right.
All right. Now, the bartender shakes the drinker's head to start the fizzing action.
Yes.
It did. It worked.
Does it work?
Yeah. It fizzes up in your head.
In your head.
Mommy, yeah. People have actually died in Mexico from this.
From a tequila popper? Well, there you go.
Is that, what's that? Is that the human tequila popper
that we just did? Yeah, pretty
kind of
much. Yeah.
Yeah, you get ambushed by a bartender coming up from behind
you. Yeah, you don't see it coming usually. They just kind of get you.
I had
you
that
like
done to me on my 21st birthday. Yeah. That was great.
All right, so how you feeling, Don?
The Big Dumb Show.
Big Dumb Show, 317-239-X103, or airtime free, #1033 on the Singular Wireless. My name's Gonzo, that's Don Stutt. He's had two shots of tequila so far this morning, that's good.
Hola, amigo.
And there's Nicole over there on the news desk, who's administering tequila poppers to everybody this morning. It's
You guys bought me a fifth of Cabo Wabo tequila.
Mm-hmm. See, now you're like the Red Rocker there.
Yeah, exactly. I'm on CaboWabo.com right now.
Oh, are you looking at it? Yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh. You can order. I'm trying to find out if there's any other brands, which I'm sure there are, but once you go here, they want your birth date.
Oh,
so I'm
going
to have to
yeah.
do that later.
Oh,
they want to make sure you're 21.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know.
Well, they got to do that. But
Cabo Wabo Cantina.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's
yeah.
Sammy Hagar Tour Day.
Well, like I said, I went to my second most regular place to buy liquor. And I went there later than I usually do, so my usual clerk wasn't there.
Right.
So I got, like I said, I got...
Oh, yeah, okay.
It wasn't the usual guy.
Yeah.
It was my usual guy. He wouldn't give me any crap because I probably spend about $400 a week in the place. And so...
He knows you're a professional.
Right. I know what... That's exactly what I said last night when I got the other clerk who started giving me grief for, oh, God, you're going to buy that.
There's so much better tequila
God, yes.
What did he like?
Who knows?
Something.
Yeah, but had it been my regular guy, he knows I'm a professional. He wouldn't give me any crap. You know, I know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Plus, I said it's not for me. It's for a friend.
Yeah, right.
Big Dumb Show. How you go?
Hey man, I go all right.
What's up?
I'm getting thirsty here.
We got to fit the Cabo Wabo in here.
It's only minutes after 7 o'clock in the morning, and we're two shots
of tequila.
Ah, man, I got like the best bar back curve. Liquor store guy. I walk in and he lets me know if my wife's been there yet or not.
No.
If I'm your wife, I'm not sure I'm liking that person though.
he's cool. Hey, how you doing? Your wife was just in here. You don't need any.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And I'm like, yes.
Oh.
You got to keep tabs on that woman.
Yeah.
Trolling around the liquor store. Big Dumb Show. How you go?
There you go.
All right. Uh-oh. Is this who is this?
It's Edge and James.
Edge and James.
All right, man.
What's going
on,
Edge?
I think this is the first time I've gotten to talk to Edge.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's been a while since I called you guys.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've been in Florida, right?
Well, yeah. I've been trying to get in shape to break the record this year.
Oh, yeah.
Most fake handoff.
So now, are you excited to be going to Japan?
Well, no, not really, but I do want to try some of that sake they got over there.
And now, Big Dumb News.
Baltimore, I hate the name of this team. It's so hard to say. Baltimore Orioles slugger Rafael Palmeiro was suspended for 10 days yesterday after testing positive for steroids.
No, he said he never took steroids.
Never.
He was in front of Congress testifying, right?
The expected future Hall of Famer testified before Congress this past March that he had never taken drugs, and he was shaking his fingers as he said it.
He pointed his finger at Congress. And I'll tell you what, if I've learned one thing from watching television, when you deny something and you point your finger, like, I never had sex with that woman. Yeah, that's going to get you in trouble.
During a telephone conference call yesterday, Palmeiro didn't deny testing positive, but insisted that he'd taken the steroids by accident.
Yeah, it wasn't it wasn't intentional. It was accidental.
I'm here to make it very clear that I have never intentionally used steroids. Never, ever, period.
Never, ever.
When I found out that I had failed a test under the new drug policy, I filed a grievance and challenged the suspension.
Shut up.
just take the suspension.
Didn't say he used to shoot him up?
Well, he denied to Congress he'd ever used steroids after
former player Jose Canseco charged in his tell-all book that Palmeiro had used steroids and that he'd, Jose Canseco, had personally injected him with them.
Right. Jose Canseco, now he's on steroids. Right. I know that for a fact. I know that.
He was shooting me up with something. I just, you know, I didn't think it was steroids. I thought it was something, you know, good for me.
After he got his doctorate, you know, in medicine, right. I went ahead and let this baseball player take a needle and inject me with stuff. I don't see the problem.
When your teammate is injecting you with something, I'm sure it's cool.
Professional sports.
And healthy.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Don, why don't you come over here and inject me with something? I'm sure I've got nothing to worry about.
I got this stuff that'll make you feel better. It'll help you, you know, it'll help your voice.
Really?
As a DJ, yeah.
It's ridiculous that he would do such a thing because he has so much to lose.
I went in front of Congress and I was honest with Congress. And, you know, I've been through a lot of stress since that day. Actually.
Oh, he's had stress.
God.
That makes it
sure.
Yeah, so they're saying since he basically perjured himself in front of Congress that he might be in.
Man.
You know what happens when you lie to Congress?
What's that?
You get elected for another term.
Awesome.
This guy's set.
Perjury,
the lying to Congress fines aren't the fines of showing up late to practice and stuff like that.
A little stiffer.
He's going to feel this. You're going to feel a little sting, not like the shot you got.
Right.
Is it illegal to give a buddy an injection? Is it okay just to give somebody a shot in the locker room?
I guess.
I mean, that's illegal too?
No, I think that's illegal.
It's got to be illegal.
I mean, it's one thing if you're asking somebody to give you an injection of, I don't know, you know, you're diabetic and you need an insulin injection.
Right, something like that. But
my hands are too shaky. Can you give me a shot here?
You know, you've got to have a prescription involved with any type of injection that's going straight into your bloodstream.
Right.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know. You got the injections in the locker room, but I could use another shot of this tequila, which is a whole different thing.
This is completely legal.
Okay. Oh, all right. Let me clarify. When hypodermic needles are involved,
you need
a prescription.
I think you got to have somebody with a license of some sort.
Knows what the hell they're doing?
Don't, yeah.
Actually, you know what? We've got the late breaking update on this story, and apparently this Palmeiro guy is—he's issued a new statement that I think will probably clarify everything right now.
I have used steroids.
Oh.
Period.
There it is.
I do not know how to say it any more clearly than that.
I guess not.
I think athletes should use steroids. I think our kids should use them.
Yeah!
The point of view is one, unfortunately, that is not shared by our former colleague, Jose Canseco.
Oh,
increased steroid use by all athletes.
Rock on! Well, I guess we've put that story to bed.
The Indiana Bureau of Motor Vehicles is making changes to improve and streamline customers' visits.
Oh, this is outstanding. This was actually in the paper with a prayer yesterday. And I got to hand it to the guy that's running the BMV now. I forget what his name is, but Joel
Silverman.
Let's hear it for Joel Silverman. He's our hero of the day.
Commissioner Silverman is hoping to quicken visits and ease stress by removing clocks from customers' views in license branches.
This is the great plan to speed things up at the license branch.
Get rid of the clocks.
Get rid of the clocks so you don't know that you've been there for 18 hours.
Like in Vegas or something?
Yeah, exactly. When you're in a casino, you can't find a clock anywhere.
Yeah. Similar to that, yes. Yeah. Part of the new policy states remove all clocks from customers' view and place in break rooms or offices.
Yeah, they'll only be in the back. So basically what it is they're not going to do anything to actually make the service any better. What they'll do is they'll take away the clock so you won't realize exactly how sucky it is.
How long have you been here?
Uh-huh.
I've been at 3 moons.
It goes
on. No windows! All windows are to be removed.
Those are windows?
No windows.
There will be no clocks.
I've been at 3 moons now.
We will pump pure oxygen into the BMV.
So it's like a very nice interrogation room.
Right. But on the flip side,
I'm putting it all on red. Now can I have my license?
No.
On the flip side, there's actually a good reason for it.
Oh, yeah?
And the commissioner goes on to say, because of the tendency of government employees to be clock watchers.
They don't do that.
He doesn't want employees to be ready to go home just as 10 customers come in the door at 5 p.m.
Here's the other thing they're going to do to make it more friendly. They're going to rearrange the seats so it's not like a classroom where you're all facing forward looking at the clerks.
Yeah.
They're going to rearrange them so it's like at the airport where you have to sit there and look at each other.
Face each other.
Yeah, so it will encourage, and this was a quote from the actual thing, so it will encourage people watching.
help you pass the time.
At the BMV.
Glaring at the attendants.
Wow, what was that guy thinking when he had FU tattooed on his face?
Wow. It says you have to be greeted within 10 seconds, too.
Are they going
to
have a greeter?
Someone has to say welcome to the DMV. Within 10 seconds of you walking in the door.
Yeah.
It's just like Walmart.
You know what? If they're going to do the no clocks and close the windows and all that, they ought to have hot cocktail waitresses.
That's a good idea.
The least they could do.
Sir, calm down. Sir, just a second. Welcome to the DMV. Sir, calm down. Sir.
What do you mean it's suspended?
Yeah, this guy really locked it down.
Yeah, this guy's great.
He's got a height requirement on the Christmas trees.
He does.
If you have a Christmas ornament or tree or decoration in the DMV now, it can only be like 42 inches high. Yeah. Well, if any higher, I guess people are hanging themselves from it.
Yeah, probably.
Marilyn Manson's fiance, burlesque performer Dita Fantis, has said that the couple's upcoming wedding will not involve any sort of satanic ceremony or other bizarre rituals that could be associated with Manson's chakra.
Oh, see? You know, he's selling out now.
She is all over the place at these fashion shows. If you ever watched like E! And the fashion news stuff.
Yeah, right. She's
like dressed to the nines, like straight out of like a 40s.
Sure.
Yep.
Yeah, she's got some class.
She's pretty cool. She's different.
Right.
Just nice.
Is she now? So it's a non-satanic wedding?
Right. Vontese explained.
What? Okay.
It's not going to be dark. No bats instead of doves. Mm-hmm. No black wedding gown. But they're hoping for snow and fog.
Snow and fog.
Yeah, I don't get where they I don't know.
They're getting married in California?
they're not going to get it if they are.
Apparently, you're going to be sadly disappointed on your wedding day there, Dita.
Yeah, releasing bats, man. That's pretty cool.
That's actually a pretty cool idea.
You let them go and they fly in your hair and make a nest.
Because, you know, that's what bats do.
Oh, yeah. That's what I was told.
Ask anybody's grandma. Yeah. That's what they'll tell you.
That's right.
Cats suffocate babies and bats make nests in your hair.
Yep.
Everybody knows that. This is the Big Dumb Show, everybody. 317-239-X103 or airtime free, #1033 on the Singular Wireless and on the web at BigDumbShow.com.
Gonzo Greg at the Big Dumb Show.
317-239-X103, airtime free, 1033 on the Singular Wireless. I'm trying to play that Mas Tequila, and it's not working for some reason. Here it is.
Oh, it's in there.
It's in there, yeah. Sammy Hagar for you there, Don.
Oh, and I got this out.
Here we go. Now we're going to tell you a little story.
No. If it starts, anything that starts with, I'm going to tell you a little story. I don't have time.
That could be REO Speedwagon.
Right, exactly. Just keep on riding the storm out. That's what I'm saying.
That's right.
God. Big dumb what a boob. I'm sorry.
Sammy Hagar rocks.
He's
what are you talking about?
Boob.
No, he's out there rocking out. You know, he's got his little jumpsuit on.
Exactly. Jumpsuit. Big dumb show. How you go?
Get on my trash.
Hey, trash man. What's up?
Oh, not much. So they're taking the clocks out of the BMV?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. That'll make it seem like, you know, it's just a breeze walking in and out.
Well, what's next? The German lady standing up in front of the BMV with a ruler or something saying, no talking!
There'll be no talking at the BMV!
Nein sprechen Sie Deutsch to the left! Ja sprechen Sie Deutsch to the right! Schnell!
Okay, I surrender.
Okay.
Can I have my license?
Sorry.
Please? Big Dumb Show, how you go?
All right, man. Hey, I think the damn BMV needs to set the clocks at 10 minutes till closing time and leave them there. That's the only time they do anything.
That's when they start moving.
You take the damn clocks away, you're going to be sitting there till the rooster crows the next morning.
Wow. That's great.
They need to be on BMV Central Time, you know? Big Dumb Show. How you go?
Hey, pretty good.
What's
back
up?
Back to the when you were talking about the Weezer song and the drugs, it was funny. I walked into Plainfield there to fuel up and stood up next to two cannabis cops.
Oh, really?
Cannabis Enforcement Division.
They've got a whole division now?
Wow.
Apparently they had
dedicated.
This hot-leased undershirt with an X through it, and they were fully decked out in camo, and these boys were 6'5", and boy, they looked like they said it was a full-time business here in Indiana.
Oh, my God, that's outstanding.
So ironic to get off the damn, you know, out of my truck and go in and get a couple breakfast burritos and stand next to a couple guys with big pot leaves on them.
Hey, man, I got the munchies. I don't know what's going on.
Say, hey, Danny, President Bush tried marijuana. I think I will.
Yeah!
But you got to understand, I spoke to the joints I want to be president.
I tried it. I wouldn't answer the marijuana question.
I want to be president.
So it doesn't matter if it's LSD, cocaine, pot, any of those things. Say, hey, Daddy. I want to be president.
Gonzo Craig and the Big Dumb Show.
This is the Big Dumb Show. My name's Gonzo Craig. They're on our newly remodeled news desk. That's Nicole. She's the lead singer for the three-chord orchestra with two big shows this weekend. Friday night at Peppers and Broad Ripple, and then Saturday on the Miller Lite Party Deck.
That's right.
For qualifying out at the Brickyard. We'll have passes for this very exclusive party to give away here a little bit on the Big Dumb Show, so don't go wandering off. Now, meanwhile, Don Stuck over there using Traffic Center 9000 to access important information on the internet.
Oh, I'm sure.
You know what? This is one of the... And people sell the internet short. You know, they say it's just a haven for freaks and weirdos and pornography, but, you know, when Don Stuck looks up a web page...
It's important.
Sure.
CaboWabo.com.
Yeah. He's currently on the How to Drink Tequila page.
Yeah. Well, you guys got me a...
No, you needed instructions for that.
Oh, it's on there.
Yeah. You guys got me a fifth Cabo Wabo tequila. I've never had any. And what you got was the Raspado, which is rested. It's aged in oak barrels for 3 to 12 months.
Huh.
They have a white version, Tequila Blanco, which is direct from the distill. No waiting.
Oh, really?
Straight to you. And then another brand that's aged 5 years, which probably cost a lot.
Yeah.
But they how long is that aged?
Up to a year.
Up to a year.
So okay, so we're this is middle of the
Got you the
middle
line. Of the road stuff right now.
You guys could have got me the five-year stuff, but anyway. No, I really appreciate
Maybe
it.
Maybe
really
you
cool.
get us the five-year stuff.
Actually, there's three different bottles now, so I'm gonna have to get. The bottle's so cool, I'm gonna keep it out on the bar instead of putting it under the bar.
Oh, you get the whole collection.
I get the whole collection, right, so good. I could be, you know, next to my autographed Sammy Hagar picture that I have. So.
Oh my God.
Wait a minute.
Well, I've got a. Whoa. I got a Sammy Hagar.
You have an autographed Sammy Hagar picture.
Yeah, it's. Now, you know, it's not a picture. It's.
Is it just him, or is it you with Sammy Hagar?
No, it's not a picture. It's a. It's a napkin, actually.
Wait
it's a
minute.
Deer Creek Music Center napkin.
With Sammy Hagar's autograph.
Right, yeah.
What year was this?
Oh, 94, 3, when Van Halen was out live 1 year. Yeah.
Yeah! No.
See, Sammy doesn't come around on his own. Usually with, you know,
sure.
with Eddie and Alex.
Yeah. He said he's not touring with Van Halen anymore.
Not anymore.
I wouldn't either.
Because Eddie's a cranky old bastard.
If I had tequila like this.
Yeah, why would you?
No, but there's four steps to drinking.
Four steps to, okay, and now.
Simple.
With how to drink tequila. Here's Don Stuck, everybody.
The first step, which would make five, be alive.
Okay.
All right. All right, number one, lick your hand and sprinkle the salt.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Number two, lick the salt onto the tip of your tongue.
All righty.
Number three, slam the ice cold tequila.
Oh, yeah.
And number four. Bite into the
lime.
There you go. Not lemon.
It's a lime.
Not lemon. Well, lemon's good too, but lime
now
is.
Now you're
lime,
getting it.
Lime's pretty good.
This is the Big Dumb Show. 317-239-X103. Airtime free. It's pound 103.3 on the Singular Wireless. Hey, how you go?
Hey, earlier you guys were talking about some crazy chick all drunk and zannied out.
Yeah, she's. Yeah, she
I was wondering if you caught her name because that sounds a lot like my sister.
That probably was.
Probably her.
Yeah. We never got her name, but yeah, she said some lesbian chick wanted to touch her boobies.
Yeah, that's probably my sister.
Yeah.
That would be her.
She's great.
And now, News Free News. Check this out.
NASA said yesterday it has decided to send out a spacewalking astronaut to fix two fabric strips protruding from the shuttle's Discovery's underbelly.
It has the shuttle has a hernia.
It's a dangler. Oh, yeah.
its intestines are coming out.
Oh.
Not good.
Mm.
Not good. The strips of stiff ceramic fiber cloth are supposed to fill the thin gaps between thermal tiles.
Now, look, here's the thing. You got a space shuttle. You got these ceramic tiles you invented specifically to go on the bottom because
things aren't just your regular ceramic
tiles. No,
they're huge.
Yeah, they invented them, you know, specifically for this purpose, right? So they can re-enter the atmosphere. Mm-hmm. Yet to hold them together, you put some. You go over to Joanne or Hobby Lobby
you
and
get
pick
like those spacing things when you have to space tile.
Right,
that's what those things are.
That's
I
what
bet.
The problem is.
Yeah.
They're having trouble with their grout.
The grout's coming off the shower tiles.
Yeah, this is the worst tile job I've ever seen.
Well, engineers don't know enough about the problem and its possible danger during reentry to leave it unrepaired, so the strips will be pulled out or cut.
Yeah, they'll get it straightened out.
If we cannot prove that it's safe, then we don't want to go there. And this exceeded our threshold, and we needed to take action.
When did this guy start working for NASA?
Can you imagine you're in space and you're waiting for an answer? Hey, yeah, we're getting ready to blow up here. What should we do?
Well, the first thing you want to do, you don't want to put your cart before the horse.
Tiles are like a box of chocolates.
Forrest Gump is working for NASA.
You're going to stick an astronaut on a 58-foot robot arm and...
Hey, Ed.
Bend him underneath it.
Ed, get on the stick. You're going out.
All right. Woo! Space Shuttle Discovery is equipped with a cherry picker and... We'll get this tile situation straightened out.
It's about time we took down these Christmas lights, too.
Take the lights down while you're up there. And we got a wasp nest up there in the corner.
Give me that raid, Wilma. In a raid.
We got some space bees.
We've got new Pam and Tommy news.
Thank God. Yay. Wow, it's been minutes.
Right. Pamela Anderson says that she and Tommy Lee are not an item.
What?
Rumors that the couple was going to remarry started circulating after they were recently spotted being affectionate towards each other in public. But Anderson says the marriage rumors are false, and there's a reason that the couple has been seen around town together.
And what's that?
She told reporters recently, when asked if they were back together, that she's just trying to get him a little press for his new show. I'm endorsing him, which, yes, has been a problem in the past. He's family. He's going to be on a new, I think, reality show.
Yeah,
Tommy Lee Goes to College.
Goes to College, yeah.
So if you're interested in that, that debuts August 16th on NBC.
He's been coming out with the show for like 3 years.
Seems
he could
like
have had his degree already. I mean, it's been coming out for 2 or 3 years now.
Hell, if he'd just gone to Lincoln Tech, I mean, he could have had an exciting new career in
auto
or diesel. So the ideal student for that. Uh-huh. A Microsoft analyst has won an annual contest celebrating bad writing by comparing fixing carburetors to fondling a woman's breasts.
Hey, now.
Stuff guys like most cars and boobs. Breasts.
The California San Jose State University contest challenges entrants to submit bad opening sentences to imaginary novels. Okay. Would you like an excerpt from the winning entry?
So this is a romance novel that we're reading here?
Romantic
writing?
This particular one is. It doesn't necessarily have to be romantic writing.
Okay.
Apparently they've got an actual like children's division as well.
Oh, really?
But there weren't any entries of that.
Okay, so now are you going to give us a reading of the material?
Yes, I am.
All right.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Here we go.
Okay, good.
As he stared at her ample bosom, he daydreamed of the dual Stromberg carburetors in his vintage Triumph Spitfire. Highly functional yet pleasingly formed, perched prominently on top of the intake manifold, aching for experienced hands, the small, knurled caps of the oil dampeners begging to be inspected and adjusted as described in Chapter 7 of the Shop Manual.
Damn right!
There you go!
This is the Big Dumb Show! 317-239-X103. Airtime free, #1033 on the singular wireless.
Big Dumb Show!
On the web at BigDumbShow.com.
Big Dumb Show.
Thanks for being with us on the program. Don, are you still on that How to Drink Tequila website?
I'm very close.
It's a lime. Big Dumb Show. How you go?
Hey, Don, you got a couple too many steps there in that tequila process. Let me narrow it down for you.
Okay.
Hey, you cracked the bottle open. You open your face up and see you pour it in.
I like that procedure better. I don't have time for all that complicated stuff.
Yeah, I know.
You don't even need a shot glass. You just open your tequila receptacle and pour it in.
And the more tequila you drink, the more steps you forget.
That's
so
true.
You want to keep it simple.
Yeah.
There you go.
Big Dumb Show.
Good morning. Welcome to the Big Dumb Show. How you go?
I go good, man. Hey, I got a technical question about the space shuttle thing.
Okay.
Let's say that you're in space and you got to pinch a loaf really bad. what do you do, man? I mean, is it like, you know, space is like a vacuum, like on a plane, you know, when you flush a toilet
right.
And it sucks it down or whatever?
Yeah.
Do you you put your butt cheeks up against like a toilet seat that's mounted against the side, and when you're ready, you hit a switch and just kind of suck it out.
Open the hatch. Yeah, I know you've thought about this a lot, haven't you, sir?
I have. I really have.
Don, I wonder if there's a web page for this. You know,
I'll bet there is.
Zero gravity crapping.
Yeah.
And where does it go? Does it just float around?
There's no amount of wiggling around and bouncing up and down that's going to make that go away. You know, you gotta release and run.
The Big Dumb Show.
It's hard.
On the web at BigDumbShow.com.
Oh my God.
I'm an excellent try.
And now, road rage traffic.
Traffic is brought to you by McDonald's, 465 southbound on the east side, right around 74. That's right near the Beech Grove Water Tower there, everybody. And there's a crash there, 38th and Fall Creek Parkway. That's over by the State Fair there, Gonzo.
Uh-huh. Now, Don, have you seen the official logo for this year's Indiana State Fair?
Oh, yeah.
There's an old-style pickup truck. You know, like an old Ford or something.
Sure.
Kind of like a flatbed with a stake back on the back.
Mm-hmm.
And in the back of the pickup truck, a giant pumpkin.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
That's what I'll be hauling mine in right there.
Uh-huh.
You know what?
Now, what's the minimum entry weight for the...
200 pounds.
200 pounds?
Yeah.
And the biggest one you got right now?
120 pounds.
And you
growing
got...
about 3 to 5 pounds a day, which is not fast enough.
You're not going to make it.
How much do you weigh, Don?
More than that.
You weigh more than 200? I think you just,
we
need to paint you.
Just, yeah.
Orange. I could get in.
Paint yourself up like a pumpkin and go in.
You know, do you know who holds the California Giant Pumpkin State Fair record?
Yes, I do.
You do.
Wouldn't that be funny if I did?
It will be. You know what, though? You know what? Wouldn't that be great?
If he does,
I would believe it. Uh-huh. I really would believe that he'd know this because he knows this guy.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Somebody who is it?
And I don't know the guy's name, but
what?
He's the guitar player with the freaky long curly black hair in Faith No More.
Are you kidding me?
Swear to God.
No.
Over 1,000 pounds.
The guy from Faith No More grows giant pumpkins.
Everybody grows giant pumpkins. Guys, God, jeez.
No. They don't.
Oh, yeah, they do.
No, they don't.
He has the California state record.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's astounding.
Yeah, I know.
That's the first piece of rock trivia that Don has provided to the program that's even remotely had anything to do with the show.
Oh,
That helped anything.
Anything at all, yeah.
And I got the giant pumpkins in.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
And you screwed up the traffic report.
That's road rage traffic on the Big Dumb Show.
The Big Dumb Show. Gonzo's me. That's Don Stutt. Nicole's on the news desk, and you can be on the program too. 317-239-X103 or airtime free. It's #1033 on the Singular Wireless. We got to find somebody to join us on the Miller Lite party deck.
Oh, yeah.
Three-chord orchestra. Qualification day for Brickyard is Saturday. We got a big deck, and we want you on it.
Man, what a blast we had at the 500, and now we'll do it again.
Mm-hmm.
And... I mean, it was just, everyone was just laid to waste when we were done.
Now, we're looking for people with party skills, and as we experienced last time when we played the 500, within moments of the three-chord orchestra taking the stage.
Oh, yeah, within 30 seconds or less
uh-huh.
of the first song, there was a guy that leaped onto the stage. The stage was a wooden stage.
Sure.
And worn.
Yes.
The dude had cut off shorts, no shirt, leaps onto stage, skids to
Ooh.
A stop,
uh-huh.
covered with splinters,
sure.
jumps back off onto the party deck, which is the outdoor carpet.
AstroTurf type stuff.
Just mm-hmm. I mean, uh-huh. just raw as hell.
Yeah.
He jumped up. Ah! And it was great. I mean, the cops were on him instantly.
Sure.
But it was great.
He had the skills we're looking for.
Bye, dude.
Thanks for coming.
Ah!
See you at the Brickyard.
You know what? I remember that. They the cops were really cool to him. They just put him out over into
they
the grass and
away.
Said, go to
yeah.
sleep.
Right. Lay down.
Yeah, you've got to go.
And then some idiot
we've seen worse today.
Drove his minivan into that gravelly sand stuff and
yeah,
got
right.
stuck. It was
yeah.
Pretty good. So hopefully we can top ourselves this time.
Ah!
Big Dumb Show, how you go?
I go good. What's going down?
We're talking to you, sir. What is your name, citizen?
My name is Josh.
Citizen Josh. Now, do you have party qualifications? What's on your resume?
I do.
Really?
I'm a professional alcoholic.
Okay, great.
And I'd be happy to show you my skills out the track on Saturday.
Uh-huh. Are you going to make a spectacle of yourself?
I can do that.
I said spectacle.
Spectacle. And all the yellow shirts know him by name out there. Oh, there he is.
And now, Big Dumb News.
President Bush used a recess appointment yesterday to make John Bolton U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations after Senate Democrats twice blocked a vote on the nominee.
Yeah, I saw this. Now, what is this, a recess nomination?
I'm not really sure what that is.
That's the official name of it, right?
Yes.
So basically what that is an F you, I'm putting the guy I want in.
I'm the president, I can do what I want.
Right. That's kind of what he said.
Yeah.
Clinton actually did more than the last three presidents total.
So far.
Not in total, but yeah, right. So far he's done the most. He's done 140, and then Bush Sr. did 109 or something like that.
But W's not done yet. He's only getting warmed up.
He could probably surpass.
He's ahead of the curve on the FU nominations.
Actually, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Well, the recess appointment is only going to last until a newly elected Congress takes effect in January 2007.
So if he's going to do some major screwing up, he's got to get it done before 2007.
Mm-hmm. It seems like you think that since he's already elected and this is his last term that he'll just kind of go crazy and do whatever he wants. But mm-hmm. I think he'll be cool because you got another Bush waiting to be president. And if this guy goes crazy, then maybe they won't hire the new guy.
Right, exactly. Which is just a cloning laboratory of Bushes to put in office.
Yeah. I mean, Jeb's up next. Uh-huh. He's on deck. So.
I've got some Paris Hilton news for you, Dawn.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, yeah?
She's getting a new engagement ring.
Oh.
Because the first one was too heavy.
The diamond is too big.
Her fiancé, Paris Latsis.
Yeah, the heir to the shipping company or whatever it is.
Yeah. He bought her a $3 million ring when he proposed to her last month, and Paris has since confessed that the ring was too heavy and hurt her finger. She also feared that the sparkler would be stolen, so her fiancé had bought her a smaller platinum Cartier ring for everyday use.
Everyday use.
Yeah, your platinum, yes, for everyday use. Like when she's washing the toilet, you know?
Right. Yeah. Or for when she's, doing rectal exams on cows, on that show.
On the show. Oh, yeah. Exactly.
Now, did it say how big the original ring was?
Oh, God, I should know this because I'm into sparklies, but I don't know what it was.
You got a nice ring.
Yeah. It's no Paris Hilton ring, but it'll do. And legendary actress Lauren Bacall. We all know who she is, right?
Let's see. Famous for...
Well, she used to be married to Humphrey Bogart.
Oh, okay. Oh, that one. Yeah.
She's made some remarks about Tom Cruise.
Oh, really?
Yes, in the current issue of Time magazine.
What, that he's a moron?
Something like that.
Yeah! I'm glad, you know what, because you sit outside of the Hollywood machine, you know, we're sitting here in Indiana going, man, that Tom Cruise is a weirdo, you know, but, you know, what do we know? You know?
We don't know anything.
Miss Bacall said, when you talk about a great actor, you're not talking about Tom Cruise.
That's what I say.
Wow.
She was commenting on the actor's much-publicized public courtship of actress Katie Holmes just prior to the release of his latest film, War of the Worlds. Bacall said, it's inappropriate and vulgar and absolutely unacceptable to use your private life to sell anything commercially.
Aha.
But I think it's kind of a sickness.
Yeah. She's not a fan of the Iceman or whoever. What was Tom Cruise?
He was Maverick. Val Kilmer was Iceman.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
All right. Well, that's too bad for him. She's probably thinking, didn't Rock Hudson do this? Didn't he have a really good-looking wife or two?
Yeah, he was really hot. And
right around movie time.
Sure, and then later we found out other things about him.
Yeah. Rock! Oh, Rock!
In a related story, Sean Connery has said that he does not want to act in any movies anymore because, and I quote, he's fed up with the idiots. Now working in Hollywood.
Well, see, there you go, Tom Cruise. Everybody loves you.
He, quote, goes on to say, I'm fed up with the idiots, the ever-widening gap between people who know how to make movies and the people who greenlight the movies.
Mm.
The former James Bond star said in a newspaper interview that he would need mafia-like offer that he couldn't refuse to be able to appear in another film.
So, hey, Sean, what we're saying here is, do you know that League of Extraordinary Gentlemen? Yeah, that was a stupid movie.
Jeez.
He must have been paid a lot for that one.
We're going to make let's make a sequel, huh?
I went to that movie. And
you saw that?
I saw it at one of the premieres that the radio station did.
Uh-huh.
You know, so it was a freebie.
Right.
But, oh, my God.
It was pretty stupid.
Oh, I mean, one cliche stupid thing after another.
I saw about 4 minutes of it on cable a couple weeks ago, and I'm like,
you saw the whole thing.
Really?
Yeah. The whole damn thing.
Poor Sean Connery. That's just not right.
That was the best James Bond by far.
He should do James Bond again.
I played thieves, cops, and kings. was even the voice of a dragon once. Now listen to me sing. Surely I kid, but I kid you not. Surely I kid you, but see, I can do whatever the hell I want.
Yep.
I'm Sean Connery.
Even quit. I'm out.
Yes, I'm old, but I'm sexy. I never turn down the part. I may have no hair, but give me a peach to wear, and I'll steal the young girl's hearts. I play all my roles the same, whether they're lame or heaven-sent. Hell, I was a Russian U-boat commander once, with a lisping Scottish accent. Surely I kid, but I kid you not. Oh, surely I kid you, but see, if the film is crap, I just take a nap. I'm Sean Connery. My ass hangs down like an elephant's ears. My codpiece smells like cheese. If I forget my lines after a couple of beers, who cares? I'm Sean Conn. My career goes on. I'm Sean Connery.
Pat Godwin on the Big Dumb Show right there, everybody.
He was great in Indiana Jones.
Yes.
That was a good role.
That was good. Since then, I liked his remake of Thunderball, the Never Say Never Again.
Yeah.
Remember they were looking for a cure for cancer in the jungle at one movie?
Oh, yeah. And it was all creepy when he was getting it on with Catherine Zeta-Jones and that other
Entrapment.
Ooh, Entrapment. Yeah. Wasn't
I forgot
weird?
About Yeah, that's no good. I mean, she's probably feeling that at home.
Big Dumb Show, 317-239-X103 or pound 1033. That's airtime free on your singular wire.
Gonzo Greg, the Big Dumb Show.
An excellent try.
And now, Road Rage Traffic.
Traffic is brought to you by Nationwide Insurance.
How are you doing over
by
there?
Nationwide, by Nationwide Insurance.
Are you trying to talk?
Traffic is brought to you by Nationwide Insurance. 465 southbound on the southeast side of town by 74. Right by the Beech Grove Water Tower. There's an accident there, 38th and Fall Creek Parkway. We've got, let's see, that's right by the State Fairgrounds there and 16th and Tibbs. That's right by the Romanian Mosque on the west side by the Motor Speedway.
I don't think that's a Romanian mosque.
Oh, that's what it is, all right. I've been by it.
There are other things in that neighborhood, too.
It's right by Mr. Bendo.
Well, that is near Mr. Bendo.
That's right. Mr. Bendo. And you've got English and Shadeland. No Mr. Bendo there, but in New York and LaSalle, Allisonville and 465. Every cool intersection needs a landmark like Mr. Bendo.
Where's Mrs. Bendo?
Mrs. Bendo's all bended over.
She's
I'll
got
bet.
Back.
I'll bet.
Probably at the Keystone video store.
That's right. Back that ass up, Mrs.
Yeah,
Bendo.
Yeah, we need an inflatable Mrs. Bendo right away. That's Road Rage Traffic on the Big Dumb Show.
Thanks again for being with us on the Big Dumb Show. My name is Gonzo Greg. Don Stuck over there, and we remodeled the news desk, you know, and Trading Spaces come in.
Oh, yeah.
Do one of their crappy jobs of remodeling the news desk.
Oh, you did good, man. You got rid of all that softball stuff that was over there, and now we got Nicole in here.
Uh-huh, yeah.
What are you referring to?
No, you know, there's been other people sit there.
Uh-huh. It's been remodeled.
I'm fighting white Afro man.
You see, Don, in the broadcasting handbook, it usually advises against what they call inside jokes.
Right.
Yeah, because people who don't know what the hell you're talking about
aren't
getting it, aren't really getting the joke there.
Yeah, and I'm going to go into my best Slammin' Sam stuff here in a minute.
Okay, great. Big Dumb Show, 317-239-X103, airtime free, pound 1033 on the singular wireless if you want to be part of the program. Hey, how you go?
Fantastic. How you go?
Pretty good. Who's this?
Sarah.
Hi, Sarah. What are you doing?
I'm listening to your radio station.
Uh-huh. Wow. Well, there's got to be somebody, and it's you.
Thanks, Sarah.
Yeah. Well, how are you guys doing this morning?
We're drunk.
You are not.
Yeah, we started drinking tequila at 7 o'clock this morning.
Hey, it's 12 o'clock somewhere.
Damn right.
Right on.
You taking some upside-down margarita shots, or are you just...
Ooh, what's...
in the bottle.
What's a upside-down margarita shot? How does that work?
You sit in a chair and you tilt your head back and then you get the tequila and the margarita mix and you pour them both in at the same time.
Oh,
it's kind of like the popper that I do.
And then you shake your head around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
shake it around, give it a little shake, and then you swallow it.
That's pretty good. All the really violent shooters and shots usually involve tequila.
Yeah. Of course they do.
Yeah, you know, they're not refined, you know, like a vodka martini is more of a,
right.
You know,
it's
more
not
of a,
like Grey Goose.
It's like
don't,
this.
Don't forget the ever-popular body shot.
Body shot. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Those are good.
Hey, hell Sarah, yeah. When you coming over?
Guns of Greg and the Big Dumb Show.
Big Dumb Show, everybody. Gonzo, Greg, Don Stuck. Nicole's on the news desk. You can be on the program, too. It's real easy. This is how low our standards are. You call up, we'll put you on.
Really?
Uh-huh.
I'm going to go get a phone.
No, absolutely no qualifications required.
Hello.
317-239-X103. Airtime free. It's #1033 on the Singular Wireless. Hey, how you go?
Hey, I go great, and I really don't have time to talk to you on the phone, but I want to tell you something.
Okay.
Have you ever tried, for your tequila thing,
yeah,
take a half of a wheel of an orange,
okay,
and put cinnamon on it.
All right.
Hmm. Okay, and yeah, then do your shot, and then bite the orange and cinnamon.
Huh. No.
And it almost makes it taste a little bit like eggnog.
Well, that's what I want my tequila to taste like.
Yeah. Well, let's really gross this up some.
I like, well, like my vodka to taste like a chocolate bar.
Well,
what the hell?
No, maybe it's good, huh?
Okay, yeah. All right.
No, try it, you guys. I guarantee you it'll be your favorite shot of the year.
Now, did you invent this, or did you, how do you?
Actually, a friend of mine that is from Mexico told me that.
All right.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, try it.
If it involves booze, I'll try anything.
Gonzo Greg and the Big Dumb Show.
Big Dumb Show?
Yeah. That's another big heap and load of show for you. Gonzo Greg, Don Stuck, Nicole, and you. 317-239-X103. Airtime free. It's #1033 on the Singular Wireless. How you go?
I go pissed off and unstable. How you go?
Yeah, we all do. What's up, man?
I want to get on the party bag, man.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so you're pissed off and unstable. Those are two good qualifications to be on the party deck.
Yeah, I can drink like a fish.
Okay.
And I just want to go, man. I'm tired of getting drunk by myself. I don't know anybody in this damn town.
Really? Are you new in town?
No, I've been here for about a year and a half, but...
Yeah.
I mean, I work a lot, so...
I'm so drunk and pissed off that I can't make friends.
Nobody wants anything to do?
Yeah. I can't even find anybody to fight with.
I wanted to hang out with that guy, but he's a real a-hole.
Yeah. Yeah, that's basically what it is, I guess.
Oh, great. Yeah, we want you at our party.
Yeah.
Oh,
man, come on.
I won't start any trouble, dickhead.
And now, News Free News.
Check this out.
Well, let him on the deck.
Yeah, yeah, he's on.
He's on the deck.
Put him on.
All right, why not?
Gotta have somebody to start fights.
Sure.
Baltimore Orioles slugger Rafael Palmeiro was suspended for 10 days yesterday after testing positive for steroids.
Let him on the deck.
Let him on the deck. Are you on steroids?
Come on.
Can I poke you? Hey, dude. What are you doing?
Shocking the baseball world, after the expected future Hall of Famer testified before Congress in March that he had never taken drugs.
Never, ever, 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 ever.
I have used steroids.
What?
Period. I do not know how to say it any more clearly than that.
Never.
Athletes should use steroids.
Yes.
I think our kids should use them. The point of view is one, unfortunately, that is not shared by our former colleague, Jose Canseco. Increased steroid use by all athletes.
Yay! Put him on the deck!
If lawmakers believe that he was lying to him...
In front of Congress?
He could face a perjury charge as well.
He perjured himself in front of Congress. I don't know. All the cool kids are doing that these days.
Oh, yeah. No deal.
That's how you make records. Steroids.
That's how you get to be president.
Yeah.
I did not have sex with those weapons of mass destruction ever.
Nice.
Just put it all together.
Sure.
One big thing.
Covers about a decade and a half of presidents right there.
Yeah. Edgerrin James is going to Japan.
Yes, he is.
That's right, he is.
Oh, you are so very big, Edgerrin James.
You run hard and fast at Americans.
After a report of the Edge threatening not to go, allegedly because of his fear of flying, the Colts running back said, yeah, I'm going to go. I didn't have a lot of options.
Right.
Probably because Colts coach Dungy had a conversation with him.
Set him straight. Hey, now here's a question. If you're typically, if you're a Caucasian guy and you go to Japan, they call you Gaijin.
Yeah.
Which is a kind of derogatory term for
it is?
Being a Yankee.
I see.
Yeah. Now, does that apply to African-Americans that are in Japan as well?
Why are you looking at me like
I don't know. I just wondered if somebody knew.
I've never been there. I don't know.
Probably. You've been to, American.
Well, you went over to you didn't go to Japan, but you
I went to Malaysia.
Malaysia, yeah.
I don't know.
They don't know. What do they call you over there when you're in Malaysia?
They called me Madonna.
Oh. Doing that impersonator show?
Yeah, so I don't know. I don't know what they...
I called her a lot.
Probably.
Actually, one of them called me Dolly Parton. I'm like, Dolly what the hell? I don't look like her remotely.
Oh, no, Dolly Parton.
Yeah, they call you Dolly Parton over there.
Dolly Parton's too tall for them.
So Dolly Parton is running back for the Colts, apparently.
You, Dolly Parton, number 32.
Dolly Parton, run fast.
You, run fast. The gold teeth, Dolly Parton.
So, anyway, they got him straightened out.
All
he's
right,
going.
So he's going to the original Benihana.
A student in England is studying for a degree in something that you could study for a degree in, Don.
What's that?
Oh, you could get a real career.
A real career?
Yeah, you should call Lincoln Tech. And
Not quite.
No?
It's a degree in air guitar.
Hey, air guitar, Don.
Lincoln Tech doesn't offer that?
I don't think so.
Darn it.
Amanda Griffiths is researching the craze for a PhD. The idea came about when she won an air guitar contest, and a professor of popular music at Salford University suggested she should do a doctorate in air guitar to add to her performing arts degree.
Wait a minute.
Can you get a doctorate in anything you want?
That's what I'm wondering. I mean, look, the extent of my college career was community college. Yeah, I've got one of those 2-year degrees. And,
do you?
Yeah, but
you're an associate.
that's right. But
I don't know. I mean, I think you have to go through certain channels, but you can actually be the, I don't know if I want to say invent, but you can.
You can invent your own degree?
Yeah, you can start a new degree.
you've got to go studying.
Yeah, so you got to do like a dissertation on it, and you got to go through the channels of getting a PhD to okay.
It's like this is like the used car dealer of schools. Hey, come on down. We got degrees in butt scratching and tequila shot drinking and air guitar.
There probably is. I know that there was at some school, you know, not to bring Madonna back into this, but there was a study on her, like it was like an elective course. A 101 type course that you could take for, you know, your undergraduate degree in it. So, yeah, I mean, you can invent a whole bunch of different things and get legitimate study credit for
that
it.
That seems, what's the phrase I'm looking for? Like a load of crap.
Yeah.
That doesn't seem quite right.
Today you're Bob. Tomorrow you're Dr. Bob.
Dr. Bob, air guitarist.
Dr. Bob, air guitar.
It's the Big Dumb Show. 317-239-X103. Airtime free. It's #1033 on the Singular Wireless and on the web. It's BigDumbShow.com.
Ready to go,
A-hole. The Big Dumb Show.
Welcome to it. Big Dumb Show. 317-239-X103. #1033. That's airtime free on the Singular Wireless, huh? My name's Gonzo. That's Don Stuck. Nicole's over here on the newly remodeled news desk. Let's jump on the phone and see what we've got here. How you go?
I just wanted to add to your bigger college courses.
Oh, that you like stupid stuff you can get a degree in?
Yeah, I go to IU. I was going through courses, and there's like a Star Wars or Star Trek course.
That's a guaranteed A for me.
You can get a degree in Star Wars?
I don't think you can get a degree, but it's an elective course.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. That's cool.
That's retarded.
Oh, that's kind of cool, though.
Oh,
man.
God.
Kill a little time, take it about 2 in the afternoon, get the late afternoon course.
Well, sure. I mean, I get that and all, but, you know. Wouldn't you just
take a course in math?
Wouldn't you just take human sexuality again?
Make sure you're doing it right.
Gonzo Craig and the Big Dumb Show.
This is the Big Dumb Show. Good morning. How you go?
I was talking about the dumb courses that you can take in college.
Yeah, apparently you can get a degree in air guitar now.
Yeah, one of the classes at IU, because my girlfriend goes there, is Irish jig dancing.
Damn. So she can't use her hands, right?
No.
Well,
now, do they provide the liquor? Or
I mean, that's what I was wondering.
It's Irish and all. Big Dumb Show, how you go?
Hey, buddy, I heard a new way for you guys to do your tequila.
Oh, okay, yeah, because we were trying that Cabo Wabo tequila this morning, and all the great shots, all the weird shots are tequila-based.
Okay, well, now we haul scrap block over to the scrapyard. An old Mexican, he goes home and he brings us back some professional
probably distilled Mexican tequila.
Well, sure, yeah.
The way to do this is to take a bowl and take a shot, to a double shot, and pour it in there.
Okay.
And you take a spoon and you slurp it like it's soup.
All right.
Between the tequila, the fume of the tequila, and the oxygen, it'll just fry you, man.
Really? So... eat it.
It's not how it's processed or anything.
No.
Yeah, probably not.
What are all these bleach bottles for?
Running out of the sewer into your...
Anything to do with it.